If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We have a preliminary labor agreement between the Hollywood writers and the studios, don't we, Dean?
Yes, it looks like the writers' strike is about to be over. So we've been reporting to you over the last several days. The Writers Guild and the studios have they sat down at the table and they hashed things out. So they now have a tentative agreement. It has to go before the writers' board and then will be voted on by the 11,000 members, but it looks like all of this is going to be done by about the middle of this week. So while the strike is still technically on, they have ended the picketing, but the writers could be back to work ASAP, which means the late night shows could be back by like early October, October 2nd, October 9th, somewhere in that neighborhood. The daytime shows that were affected by this, no writers, same thing, that'll be back. But, we'll begin to see some effects from this later on for other shows. But, the deal is that the actors are still on strike, which now that the Writers Guild and the studios have come to an agreement, they sort of set up a framework for the kinds of things that the actors were also asking for. So it looks like, very possibly the actor strike could also be over with soon as well.
And we now know about the Super Bowl halftime show for next. What is it, January? When is the Super
February.
Bowl? February?
February, yeah. We know two things. We know that the Bears very unlikely will be on the field for the Super Bowl. We know that to be a fact. And we also now know as a fact that Usher will be the Super Bowl halftime entertainment for Super Bowl 58. It's going to be February 11th, to be exact, just outside of Las Vegas. Usher is an 8-time Grammy winner, has sold 80 million albums, has 9 number one hit songs, super, super, super popular performer on the concert tours. He's had a Las Vegas residency for quite some time. If you're not familiar with him, he's great. He says that this is a bucket list item for him, performing at the Super Bowl, headlining the Super Bowl. He has performed at the Super Bowl in the past when the Black Eyed Peas headlined in 2011. He was part of that show. So, Usher at the Super Bowl.
And Taylor Swift headlined the Bears game in Kansas City yesterday, didn't she?
Yeah, that was the most interesting part of watching. Well, for Chicago Bears fans, anyway, the most interesting part of is they spent more time with the camera on her than they did of anything on the field, which may have been a charitable thing to do. Actually, we saw her up in the press box, or the one of the guest boxes with Travis Kelce. Mother, she had been reportedly dating him, and our own Jared Payton was leaving the stadium last night in Kansas City. He was down kind of in the bowels of the stadium. They had done some recordings, and he was on his way out to the car when here comes Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. He gets his phone out and he shoots some video that now has 10 million views.
Wow.
Worldwide. It's gone super, super viral. So they weren't hand in hand, but they looked like they want to be hand in hand. They had their hands in, like, the second they were away from people, they were gonna start holding hands again. But Taylor said hello. She smiled at the camera and said hello. Couldn't have been more pleasant. Travis kind of gave the skunk eye to the camera. He didn't seem quite as happy as Taylor was to see somebody photographing them leaving together. But it's a Jared Payton exclusive, this this video that's gone viral and is now showing up everywhere. Interestingly, I just saw it on People Magazine's site a couple of minutes ago. I guess it would have killed them to give Jared Payton some credit for shooting the video. They don't mention it anywhere that you know where the video came from. You know, to give some. This is a standard operation. You give the proper accreditation if you're using somebody else's video. Apparently, People Magazine doesn't think that's quite as important.
Well, we'll show them. Let's get that up so you can see it at WGNRadio.com. And how is Sophia Loren doing, Dean?
I guess she's doing okay. She had emergency surgery yesterday. She took a fall at her home in Geneva, Switzerland, in the kitchen, and suffered several fractures, including one to her femur, which is not good. Never good when anybody falls, but when an 89-year-old person falls, it is even more serious. The doctors and a spokesperson says that the surgeries had a positive outcome and will now have she will now have a brief period of convalescence and rehabilitation, but apparently, you know, doing real well. She was supposed to make an appearance at a restaurant in Bari, Italy, a new restaurant that bears her name. So she's still active. She still gets around. She had a movie a couple of years ago, I guess, that her son directed. But, you know, this screen legend, you know, maybe one of the most famous Italian actors of all time and screen legend is apparently doing okay.
Saw a current picture of her recently. She looks good. She really
stunning.
Does. Yes,
89 years old, still absolutely stunning. But I was looking at some old pictures of her from the 1960s, you know, during her heyday. Wow. Mom, all right, may I just say, Mamma mia.
You may. Hulk Hogan got hitched, didn't he?
Yeah, congrats to Hulk Hogan. Third marriage for him. This time to yoga instructor Sky Daly. They got married in a small ceremony over the weekend. The big story is that the bride's engagement ring is reportedly worth $500,000.
Wow.
I hope he's still in good shape and can protect her. He's somebody who may want to try to get that ring.
Hope he can still make money.
He is 70 years old. She is 45.
And what's this about Kerry Washington's family secret?
Yeah, she disclosed. She's got a new book that's coming out, a memoir called Thicker Than Water, kind of her life story. And one of the things that she reveals in this memoir was that her family revealed to her for the first time that she was conceived from a sperm donor. She said that her parents told her this after the parents learned that she was going to appear on that show, Finding Your Roots, you know, where they go back and they look up your family tree and tell you who your all of your relatives were, and they give you your complete family history. I guess the parents wanted her to know before she found out that way that, you know, from where she came, and said that she has always felt disconnected, and she feels like that contributed to an eating disorder and anxiety and self-esteem issues. So, you know, it's opened up a whole new avenue of awareness from her. But a very interesting disclosure.
Coming up on WGN-TV in a little more than an hour, Dean will be cooking, and you have a special celebrity chef with you today,
don't you? I do. I have a celebrity sous chef who's going to join me today, Cedric the Entertainer, one of the funniest stand-up comedians, great actor, he's got his own sitcom. He also now has a new book that's out, and also a line of spice rubs for grilling. He has partnered with Anthony Anderson from the TV show Blackish. They're longtime friends. They partnered up on putting these spice rubs out. So I was asked to come up with some recipes for these, you know, with spice rubs. And Cedric and I will be cooking them on TV live this morning after about 9:30 or so. You know, it's one thing to watch my cooking segment and see if I'm going to hurt myself. But you get an A-list injury here. Not worth talking.
Yeah, worse yet, you cause an injury to Cedric.
Yeah, I'll show that Jared Payton how to go viral.
Dean Richards, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.